We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work with faith about reason. We will continue from excerpt 17. You can download the excerpts from our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv. Rab. We will start. Okay, excerpt 17 from Ravash, article Sanctification of the Month. The person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling so he can build his foundations on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then the person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he's in now comes to him from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world, and yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. Again, excerpt 17 from Rabash, article Sanctification of the Month.
Slower.
A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build his foundations on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then the person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he's in now comes to him from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
I don't see any questions. I understand that it's tough, that we've grown a bit distant from this subject, and it's very vague, it's very lofty, seemingly. We cannot grasp it, but gradually, slowly, let's try to get in there. Above reason is always, well, above reason, above us. So how can we nevertheless somehow begin to grasp it a little? Right? So let's begin from Petach Tikva 4.
When there is this black state of loneliness, seemingly it takes over all of the sensation, then in moments, really tiny moments, there is some feeling that the Creator sent it, or maybe I should think about the friends. How is it possible to turn this feeling specifically of above reason so that it will rule the whole of reality?
I don't understand why that should be, but I suppose that nonetheless, if I feel darkness in my reason, helplessness, lowliness, then I need to try to transcend that to the feeling that all of that comes to me from the Creator, and therefore there's no state which is better and more complete and perfect. It's just me, and this is how I feel it in my vessels of reception. So I need to envision how I could feel in the vessels of bestowal. Tel Aviv 1.
Lo shomim.
No sound.
Open your microphone.
Lo shomim.
Ran, אתה פותח וסוגר את המיקרופון. פתח אותו פעם אחת וזהו.
Ran, your microphone keeps going on and off.
לא, זהו.
No, enough. Latin 6.
Latin 6.
¿Cuál es este estado entre el cielo y la tierra?
What is this state between heaven and earth? It's not so clear.
No, ¿cómo Adam Margesh?
Well, that's how the person feels. That's how they convey to us. All right.
PT6. PT6. Eyal.
Rav, this
feeling that you depend on the 10, it becomes much more clear, more focused. Then when you start looking at what else you have left, you see that what you have left is fear, fear to fly off the path. And without them, you feel that you cannot do anything. In the end, is this what the Creator wants us to reach? This kind of fear so that we will constantly live under fear? Is that what it's about?
This fear, in the beginning of the scrutiny, is very good. Why not? Yes, in the beginning. But it's a fear that I'll be thrown off the path, right? That's just the beginning. It's a beastly corporeal fear. After that, I need to have fear regarding how I assist the corrections, how I bestow upon the friends, how I achieve adhesion with them. That's the fear that should be.
In the end, the will to receive, this is all it understands, fear, that's how it's going to stand at the end of the way, fear.
The fear remains to the end of the path, yes. It's called Yir'ah. Spiritual fear. Will I be able to bestow contentment upon the Creator? That fear accompanies us through to the end of the general correction. Chifa 1.
Rav, what does it mean, unconditional surrender?
Unconditional surrender means that I agree to whatever may happen, whatever conditions. I just want to acquire this. I want to be in it. And whatever I can, and even above that, I'm willing to pay. That's called unconditional surrender. When you don't argue with the salesman, you come to him and you need what he has.
United VGFE.
Ваше знание начинается с сокращения или со страха?
Еще раз.
Ваше Знание начинается с сокращения или со страха?
Rav, reason begins from restriction or fear.
All spiritual advancement begins from fear or from restriction. Yes, it begins from fear. It begins from fear. Yir'ah in Hebrew. Petach Tikva
29.
This state that he talks about in the excerpt, it is a severe state.
I don't know. We're not studying that. Why are you asking about this? Your questions, they always come from the sidelines. Tel Aviv
1.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. A state of loneliness and darkness, if I have such a state, I can fall to despair, or am I supposed to realize that it's only in order to give me some context with which to understand what is the state of ascent and light, so it's, the state doesn't stand by itself?
Yes, it's only in order to bring you to the feeling of what the light means, what transcendence means. Dudi.
Excerpt number 18 from Rabash, article, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? Excerpt 18. The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I'm willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward. And then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands. Again, quote 18 from Rabash, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I'm willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
Questions, please. Hebrew 10.
Yes, a question. If fear, spiritual fear, paralyzes the person from dedicating himself to the friends and disseminating full force, what does give the person this unconditional surrender? What enables it?
If he's completely paralyzed? I'm asking.
Sometimes completely paralyzed, sometimes he has fears, concerns, from going full force for it in relation to the friends and also disseminating without taking anything into account.
He can pray to the Creator to give him the power to annul himself completely. Can he do that? Then let him pray that prayer. There's nothing to do. Something, even if he can't pray, if he can't pray, can't do anything, if he can do something physically, something, let's say, for example, to make an effort to do something in dissemination, something, he has to do something. If the Creator gives you something, a little something, try to put your whole self into that area. That's usually how you succeed.
This means that it means that the calculation is only with the Creator, or the environment can also project some confidence, or
your business is with the Creator, but the environment is your means that you have at your disposal to bestow upon the Creator. Moscow 1.
The intention here is like a game when a person activates himself artificially, acting?
Here it's acting, I don't know. Yes. The Creator and the created being are on two different sides, facing each other, and they have the system between them through which they interact. Person interacts with the Creator, connects to the Creator through the system, and vice versa, until they meet within the system itself.
Ashkelon.
Is the surrender with respect to the friends or the spiritual idea?
Again?
Is the surrender towards the friends or towards the spiritual idea?
What's the difference?
If it's towards the friends, this is something physical that I can feel. The idea is abstract.
I get it. Okay, so it's better if you do this with the friends. The main thing, it should be concrete and should be clear to you what you're doing, and you should invest your energies there. Yes.
Наша работа в вере выше знания – это правильное реагирование на происходящее.
Our work in faith above reason, is that the right response to whatever is happening? How do you see it in the group?
Try as much as possible. I have nothing to advise you. You know everything. And ask more seriously, more on point. Chovot.
Rav, what is the burden of the kingdom of heaven?
It's when I take the burden over my head in order to carry everything. That's a burden of the kingdom of heaven, but I don't feel it as a burden. I feel it as the pleasure, as the correct form of action, and I'm ready for it. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 19 from Bala Sulam Shamari 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidra Achra, the other side? Under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states so that he would have a place for work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this, he can come to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes meaning believes that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So, why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy it. Therefore, he feels no humiliation in this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of the concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator.
No.
Maybe again?
Again. Excerpt 19 from Bala Sulam Shamari 8. What is the difference between a shade of Dusha and a shade of Sita Achra? Under its shadow, I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states so that he would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this, he can come to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time, one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So, why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy it. Therefore, he feels no humiliation in his work, meaning a feeling that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator.
Well, let's say now we're going through all those states. So I don't care what I feel now. What I feel is that what I'm getting from above, for sure, because there's none else besides him. So I'm willing to be in that. And from this work, from this state, the feeling I have, tired, my head is unclear, maybe problems from these states, inner states, external states, in the family, at work, in my body, it doesn't matter what. I have to be completely concentrated through the friends in the Creator and to the purpose of creation. That's the meaning of that's what it means to use correctly what the Creator wants me to do. Next moment, he will give me different conditions, and I will yearn towards the purpose of creations from these other conditions. But I need to know, to understand, to feel that I am doing it each and every moment. I receive each state from the Creator, this integral state, and I cleave to him in my understanding, in my feeling, and I bring him my adhesion to him exactly in what I receive from him. Everything the Creator does, he does for the good. That's how I accept it, and I return it to him.
Baltia shall free.
Бал Теофри.
Когда у меня есть правильная реакция, то есть смирение.
How do I know that I have the right response, meaning subjugation above the state the Creator gives me, then a change occurs in that state also?
Да. Когда у меня есть правильная реакция на состояние...
When I have the right response to the situation the Creator sent me, this right response is subjugation? And if so, how does a change occur in the states? We say that there has to be an ongoing change in the states.
אבל שומעים.
אני לא אחראי על המצבים.
I'm not responsible for the states. I'm only responsible for how to arrange myself after I received something from the Creator. And what happens next, I don't know. The Creator might change the state for me or not. He might change it not now, but in a while, it doesn't matter to me. In each and every state, I need to be as Israel, to be in adhesion with what I receive. Because what I receive is certainly from the Creator.
If possible to ask, for a long time I know that the peak of the peak, the pinnacle, is when a person can instantly go through 200 states, let's say. You told us about Kabbalists doing it. How is it possible? What's happening there? Because we say that they need to dwell in some situation.
No, it's incorrect. It's not with respect to the state. I don't agree or disagree. I glue myself to the Creator on top of any state which I'm feeling. That's it. I glue myself to the Creator. What happens next, the next moment, and the next moment, and the next, I don't know. Even in those moments, a moment from now, I will have to glue myself to the Creator, since there is no else besides Him.
This means that I don't feel, I don't try to understand. It could be joy there, an ascent or a descent, but I simply hold on, that's it, and whatever happens,
everything that's happening, on top of everything that's happening, you have to hold yourself in joy, because it's certain that whatever you're receiving from the Creator. Even the worst possible things are coming to you from the Creator. Florida?
Good evening. I just wanted to say that without any connection to all of our states, we know that all these states are given to us by the Creator, and we have a goal that we're advancing towards. And through the states, by knowing that the Creator is sending it to us, we're simply going forward towards our goal. Is that correct?
Focus group.
Focus group.
The student from Argentina is asking, is the study a part of the burden of the kingdom of heaven?
Study is the study, it's a means. And the burden of the kingdom of heaven is the power, the force that comes from above.
Another question from a student from Russia. Is the state of hanging in the air, is it good or bad in the end? Or should a person, because the person should be standing firmly on his feet, right?
Well, there's no such thing as a good or bad state. And each and every state comes because the Kli has to go through it in order to reach correction. Hence, each and every state is necessary if it comes and the Kli accepts it.
United VGF.
Раф, от чего зависит быстрота слияния через группу с Творцом из тех проблем,
on what does the pace of adhesion with the Creator out of the group depend on from the problems that He's giving me?
I don't quite understand if we're talking about adhesion of a person in the Creator or of the entire group in the Creator. I'm not sure. I don't know. You need to ask more accurately. Maybe you can't, but that's what I see. Czechoslovakia.
All state and thoughts coming from the Creator. Let's say I am sitting on the lesson and He sent me really big things for my boss in the corporal life. And I want to focus to the lesson, just only to the focus lesson. But if I'm not able to focus, I can ask Creator and ask Him, please give me, let me focus for the lesson. Don't send me that. I can ask, or how correctly to work with this obstacle.
Only by annulling to the group, you will acquire that format, that form through which you can, you'll be able to relate correctly to the Creator, and then you'll understand His attitude towards you. You'll see Him differently. If you don't clothe in the group, you cannot see, feel, arrange the Creator correctly before you.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Rav, человек не просит у Творца, чтобы тень...
Rav, one does not ask the Creator for the shadows to be gone. What does that mean?
He doesn't ask to have it easier so he will advance. He only asks to be able to advance in the most efficient way.
Latin 3.
Okay, they don't have a question. Dudi?
So we'll continue with the excerpt number 20?
Yes.
Excerpt number 20 from Rabash. What does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator, and for himself he does not care what taste he feels. And says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that in his view this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is Kedusha and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, and he is delighted. Again, excerpt number 20 from Rabash. What does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, he does not care which taste he feels, and says that this work, in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work. He says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is Kudusha, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, and he is delighted.
לא שומעים.
תל אביב אחד.
שלום רב, בוקר טוב. שלום חברים.
Hello Rav, good morning, hello friends. When a person agrees to the supervision of the Creator, and he agrees to taste dust, it turns out that there is no place to work if he agreed to it. So how does this place of work reveal himself beyond this point?
What's revealed is what's revealed. Sometimes I see on the screens many friends. There are those who are falling asleep, those who are wide awake, those who seek wisdom, those who wish to feel something. Each and every one pulling in his own direction. That's how we advance. And the sum total of that is how we establish and arrange the kli. So it doesn't matter what state I'm in. I need to work from that state in which I'm in.
Is there a difference between the amount of exertion that I give when I'm pushed away from the path and the amount of exertion when I did agree?
I don't care. I do whatever I can. The maximum I can do is what I do. If I can do more, I'll do more. But if I can't, then I'll do as much as I can. You need to understand that if I wish to do the maximum, is it good or not good? I'm burning, I want to do it as much as possible. Is it good or not? This might be my will to receive. And that's why I'm rushing ahead. And if it will be the will to bestow, and I'm working now to bestow to the other, to a friend or something, would I be running like this towards him? No. So what am I doing? So is it worthwhile for me to run like that? Or if I'm running for myself? Meaning we have to understand that at each and every point we have to check the purity of the intention, and after the intention for the action to follow.
The intention is purified with time, with every action I make?
Yes. Yes, Toronto 1.
Toronto 1. Скажите, пожалуйста, в состоянии праха, когда желание получается.
If you can please tell us, in a state of dust, when the will to receive feels nothing, at this moment, one is still happy, he is rejoiced. Is this the birth of a boy, meaning of bestowal?
The state is not yet established, but it's close to the truth. Nothing new here, everyone asked.
Dudi,
please, next.
Excerpt number 21 from Shamati. 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden, and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Africa. Africa.
In scrutinizing the purity of the intention before the action.
Can you repeat the question? You just heard it from...
The question we're asking is, how accurate is the will to receive in scrutinizing the purity of the intention before the action?
זכות הכוונה לפני הפעולה. עד כמה הרצון לקבל יכול לעשות ברור של נקיות הכוונה לפני הפעולה?
ברוחניות הוא כן יכול.
In spirituality, כן. Because in spirituality, you have first the action in the Rosh, and only according to what was decided in the Rosh, it spreads in the goof in practice. Therefore, there are no mistakes in spirituality, there are no deviations. Rather, after the Rosh follows the goof. Whereas in this world, we don't have a Rosh and a goof, since we have no faith above reason. And we don't have such actions, and consequently, we constantly make mistakes in Rosh and goof. In the Rosh, we can plan something nice and good, but in practice, in the goof, we see just how much the will to receive is included in this action, is tainting it. Let's sing a song and go to the next part.
Let's sing a song together.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים הארץ